It's been an impressive rainfall season for the central and south coasts. In Santa Barbara County, Santa Barbara's rainfall is currently at 155% of the historical average for this point in the season, Santa Ynez 142% of average, and Lompoc 167% of average. In Ventura County, Ventura is at 146% of average, Camarillo 154%, and Thousand Oaks 119%. But a leading oceanographer says even though we've had substantial rain, we aren't even close to closing the books on the drought for the central and south coasts.
It was sweet, but it was not a drought buster.
Dr. Bill Patzert is a researcher with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena and is one of the nation's leading experts on El Niño and La Niña weather patterns. Patzert says while there's still time left in the rainfall season, he doubts if we'll see much more rain.
I hate to say this, but it's been pretty dry. The smart money says that our rain year is just about over because normally by the time we get into April, rainfall drops off dramatically. So what it is what it is probably at this point.
Some jurisdictions in our region have eased some water use restrictions. For instance, Santa Barbara lifted its total ban on lawn watering last week. But Patzert says the region's groundwater basins are still dangerously low and recharging them could take years of substantial rainfall.
We got an extremely wet December, January, and February. And needless to say, everybody was screaming, the drought's over, right? But that all depends where you are and what a drought is. Here in the Southland, rains were definitely not record-breaking. Snowpack in the northern and the central Sierra might have been, but in Ventura, Santa Barbara, L.A. County, we're just about 30 or 40% above a normal or an average winter. Nowhere near the record winters than 83 or 98.
The oceanographer says El Niño conditions in the Pacific with warmer than average ocean temperatures help fuel the significant rain we received this season.
Often after an El Niño, the cool sibling of El Niño, which is La Niña, where waters get very cool at the equator, tends to show up. And for us, that's not a good signal because that's a drought signal. But that's not what happened this winter. It looked like the El Niño that started 3 years ago continued through this winter, and we kept getting these storms.
So what does the oceanographer think is on tap for the next rainfall season?
I love the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. That's a larger pattern on which El Niño and La Niña play, a big temperature pattern than the Pacific. During droughts, it tends to be cool or negative, but the last 37 months, the Pacific Decadal Oscillation has been quite positive. And that might explain why we've seen a quasi-El Niño behavior for the past 3 years. The Pacific remains very, very warm. Heat that was left over from the last El Niño. Is there enough heat left to kickstart another El Niño?
But again, he cautions the reality for now is, while we did get significant rainfall, it hasn't been a drought buster for our region.
We're still in a drought, and I think most water managers in Southern California and even Central California will not remove the restrictions on water usage. Drought is part Mother Nature and part human behavior. Part of the drought is just growth. And 90% of the water in California is used by agriculture.
So Patzert says while we can hope for another above-average rainfall season, perhaps even better for the next year, we also still need to think conservation. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.